Well, good morning.
Good morning.
The last time that I spoke to you was October 22nd.
I was close.
You were close. So how did November go with people sharing stories?
Very
well. Yeah. So we really don't want to miss the fact that God has us on an agenda to not be inward focused, but be outward focused. And you can't be outward focused unless, number one, first of all, you've received the things of God for yourself and been able to process what your faith journey is and your commitment to Christ is. And then secondly, to be able to share that with others. So, yes, it's been a wonderful time, but here I am back again. So I would like to springboard into the Nativity season, our Advent season this morning, in a way that is not usual for me. As I was thinking about today and Matt and the journey that Matt's been on, and it has been a journey, for my ability to stand alongside Matt and Emery and their journey, and then just thinking about the Christ child, I wanted to put that together in a way which I thought you could understand and respond, and then understand also the seriousness of the calling that Matt and Emery have on themselves and what Matt is entering into this morning. So today I would like to talk about a living story. A living story. Before I begin, let's begin in a word of prayer. I know we've already had three prayers. We can handle this one more. Because, Lord, you are the living word, and we come here to receive from you. So, Lord, we ask that by your Spirit that you would speak the living words to our hearts, to our souls, and to our spirits. We open ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I can talk today about Jesus because he is living. He is the Son of Man, and he is the Son of God. And he proved both of those personalities as he walked the earth. As eternal God, he gave up everything that was him to become a man. And not just to become a man, but become a vulnerable baby. Chuck Missler tells the story, and I've told the story before, that the only way that he could really process that this was a story that was told to him. And he said, imagine yourself in a relationship with God, and God was asking, saying, I have a planet that I need to be saved, and I would like you, put in your name, I would like you to help me and go save it. And you say, yeah, of course I will. God, of course I will. Oh, but there's one thing, and that is that you have to become a dog, because my planet's full of dogs. You have to become a dog. Okay, God. And not just a dog, you have to become a chihuahua. Now, by the way, that when you do this, I'm going to tell you right now that the dogs on the planet that you're going to are going to tear you apart and ravage you and kill you. But that's okay, because I'm going to raise you from the dead. And I love that story because we don't realize what it was for God to become human and take a body. He had no body. He did that for you. I begin this morning with Philippians 2, and if you have your Bibles, you can. There's going to be a lot of scriptures, and this is going to go real fast, and you're going to need your bulletin open to the back, and you're going to be filling in blanks. And we are going to go quick this morning because we have a normal size service, but the message is going to be compressed. So here we go. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8 says this, "Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped. But he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." So he was God. He existed as God. He gave it up. And we see two phrases here. He emptied himself and he humbled himself. This is what Jesus did. And this is what God is asking us to do this morning. Well, Philippians continues, "For this reason, because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Amen. So God had an existence. He gave it up to suffer death. And because of this, God exalted him. We have a living Lord who is Jesus the Christ, the ever-living one. We can't have a living story without the living one as part of our lives. There is a living story that Jesus began, and that living story can continue in you. You can be part of the living story. So I want to talk to you today about life. In the Greek, it's zoe. I want to talk about vitality, about bearing the image of the man from heaven or the living one. I want to tell you today about Jesus. So first of all, here we go. A living story gives life to all who receive. And I love this verse, or these two verses. You need to have these underlined in your Bible. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Have you experienced things that in life where you thought, you know what, someone's out to get me? Well, that someone is not God. I know you thought it. But it's not God, because Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly." Praise God. And he says, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. This is what Jesus did. He gave up his life for you. He's the good shepherd. So have you received the life that Jesus offers? Have you? Well, secondly, a living story begins with calamity. Not Calamity Jane. Calamity. Bad stuff. 1 Corinthians tells us that for by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. And then continuing in chapter 15, thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, but the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. We all follow the first Adam, we all have bodies and we all live. But it's Christ who gives us the life, a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust, and the second man is from heaven, and that's Jesus. So today I ask you the question, have you recognized your need? Have you recognized your need for the life-giving spirit that Jesus gives? And thirdly, a living story reveals the miraculous breath of the Holy Spirit. "Truly, truly, I say to you," Jesus said, "unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. So this morning I ask you, have you experienced the rebirth of the Spirit of God that Jesus asserts? You cannot imagine, I can't imagine, being born again in my mother's body. This is what Nicodemus asked. Well, what, do you want me to go back in my mom's body and be born again? My mom doesn't even remember me being born, because in those days they knocked you out. But Jesus says that there is another birth that he desires to give us, which is by the breath, the Spirit of God. And next, a living story includes the obedience of Jesus. And this is the hard part. This is where I want to spend most of my time this morning. Because it's one thing to understand that we have to receive Jesus Christ. It's another thing to understand that we're in a place where we need to receive Jesus Christ. Our sin condition, the calamity that we walk in as being human. And it's one thing to understand that we have to respond to Jesus. But I want to spend some time on a living story that includes the obedience of Jesus. And this is what Philippians 2 said. So we read the first part of Philippians, but here comes the next two verses. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Now, we have a hard time talking about obeying. There is probably not a worse word in our family than when I pull out the obey word. Children, obey me. Are you not obeying me? Are you not going to obey me? Now, this is partially because of who I am, a little bit of an overbearing father. But obedience is hard for us. Ephesians 5:21 tells us to basically submit ourselves to one another. And this is the same understanding. Obedience comes with submission. Obedience comes with submission. Are you willing to submit to what Jesus is calling you to do? So today, as Matt and Emery are here, and as we're about ready to go through a licensing ceremony, I have to ask you, do you understand what obedience means? Obedience means, in Philippians 2 language, that we humble ourselves to the place where whatever we have in ourselves has to be given up. What are you willing to give up this morning? What are you willing to give up? Would you be willing to give up your car? Would you be willing to give up your house? Would you be willing to give up your bank account? Would you be willing to give up your pension? Would you be willing to give up Social Security? Which is what our government's going to do for you to take care of you for your latter days? Would you be willing to give up your family? Would you be willing to sever a relationship? Those are the things that Jesus did. No, he didn't give up a car. Are you obediently, today, are you obediently following Jesus in a way that mirrors his great sacrifice revealing the work of God in you. That's what God wants to do in you this morning. Reveal His work in you. So, today, you can fill in this last blank. The living story can become, I can say yours, but can you fill it in and say it's yours? It's mine. Christ, the exalted one, the living one, the everlasting one, the one who wants to breathe life into you, the one who wants to birth you again, the one that wants to have you in a relationship where you respond. By the way, I missed a point. And you know what? I'm being taped for a sermon, so I'm going to get critiqued on this Saturday. But I could have gone, forgot it, but I did miss this point. So let me make the point. Everybody can have fun with that on Saturday. A living story responds to Jesus. I love this verse. Jesus answered him. This is John 14:23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, obey, and my Father will love him and will come to him and make our home with him. Do you see what that verse is saying? That verse is saying that, number one, there's obedience is part of this, that you're responding to his word. Then Jesus says this, that something happens that we enter in a relationship that's not just a relationship with you and me, it's us. It's us. We will come to him and we will make our home with him. Revelation 3:20 says this, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone opens the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. Well, this gives the bigger picture. That's Jesus as the Lord and the Christ saying, I want to come in. But this is the big picture, which says everything about obedience and hearing the word is about a relationship that's loving and unified. God with us. Emmanuel. Hallelujah. So the living story can become yours. And today we celebrate the living story that is being told in the lives of Matt and Emery Fox. And the story is not perfect, but the story is Jesus Christ. And what is your story today? What is your story today? And are you willing to enter in to this story that's happening with Matt and Emery? And it's life-giving. But it might mean their lives, like it did for Jesus. Matt has responded to the call and to ministry, and today we're going to license him. And so many times we forget about the woman. My wife would be the first one to raise her hand and said, yes, you're forgetting about the wife. But Emery has had to say yes. I will let my husband follow this call to ministry. It's not easy. It's not easy. So are we ready today as a church to envelop them into this picture that Jesus Christ has given us? His obedience to the Father. His obedience and his love for you that called him to death, even death on the cross. Yes, the living story can become yours, and the living story can become ours together. May God bless his word this morning. Bill, if you'd come up.